The plan started in the late 1980s when a church took a leap of faith and bought some land on an unpaved road that would eventually be called Sugarloaf Parkway. On the 80th anniversary of existing as a church and the 50th anniversary of worshiping in the Rock Church building, the congregation of Lawrenceville First Christian Church gathered to dedicate their newly acquired land. Over the next 10 years, this congregation followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit as they sold their building and spent about 18 months worshiping in exile before moving to the newly completed building in December 1997. And during that time, they took an even bigger leap of faith and signed the papers for a $500,000 mortgage to build the building where we worship today. I can't even imagine the excitement, the nerves, the feelings of anxiety about taking out such a big loan. It was a huge step for a congregation whose annual operating budget at the time was only $50,000. And today, a little more than 27 years after the church held its first worship service in this building, we have reached that amazing milestone that many of you have anticipated for so long. The mortgage is paid in full. Our obligation to the lenders is no more. And so today we gather to celebrate the vision of the leaders, some of whom are among us, who started the church down this path, the passion and energy of ministers and lay leaders who have guided the church through payments and capital campaigns and continuing ministry both inside and outside this building, to the excitement of all of us gathered here today as we look forward to God's future ministry plans for our building and for our congregation. It is appropriate that today's scripture is about buildings and foundations. Paul was speaking to the newly formed Christian congregation in Corinth, who were dealing with the many challenges and growing pains of becoming a community that follows Jesus the Messiah. Paul founded this community when he lived in Corinth, and a Jewish Christian preacher named Apollos helped build up the Corinthian church. When Paul wrote his first letter to the church in Corinth, a few years after he left the city, a primary purpose of the letter was to strengthen the faith of the Corinthian Christians and help them understand how to live a life dedicated to following Jesus. The passage that Lynn read for us this morning is part of a longer narrative describing the building up of Christ's church. In the early part of the narrative, Paul used an agricultural metaphor. He, Paul, planted the church. Apollos watered it. And God gave the spiritual growth to the community. In the passage we read this morning, Paul continued to talk about the founding of the Corinthian church, but he moved from using agricultural imagery to building imagery. Paul established the foundation of the Corinthian church. He and Apollos and many others built onto that foundation, and yet the foundation of the church was Jesus Christ. As Paul reminds us all, a building can be no better than its foundation. The building's future depends on a foundation being carefully constructed and properly laid. Yet Paul was not referring to the actual physical building where the Corinthian community was meeting, but to the much more important foundation of the spiritual community. He was reminding the people and us that everyone belongs to the one church of God. The church was and is always a work in progress, and the people are the most important component of the living church. The lives and faith of believers are intertwined and interdependent, and each and every one of us has responsibility to help build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. It's an apt metaphor for us today as we celebrate the end of our mortgage and rededicate the church building for continued use in carrying out God's mission in our Lawrenceville community. As we look toward the future, we also take time to look back and acknowledge those who established this community of faith so many years ago and ensured that Lawrenceville First Christian Church was built on a strong foundation of faith. Many of those people were the parents, grandparents, great-grandparents of many of the faithful gathered here today. And their example has been a guide for so many people to grow and mature in faith. After worship, look closely at the stained glass windows that surround us, and you will see some of the names of those who built the foundation of Lawrenceville First Christian Church. And those who set this church on the journey from the Rock Church building to this property also laid a foundation of faithfulness to God's plan, of boldness even in the face of fear, and of overcoming obstacles along the way. Thanks be to God for all those who have contributed to the strong foundation on which we rest today, both physically and spiritually. But the burning of our mortgage does not mean our work is finished. Instead, it marks the beginning of our next steps in ministry. As Paul reminded the Corinthians, it is the responsibility of each of us to build on the foundation that has been laid, to add our own unique spiritual gifts to the DNA of this congregation, and to move forward together following God's plan for our faith community. Some of us may be thinking it's too big of a job. It's too difficult. I'm not ready. I'm not trained for this. I don't have the skills. But remember that God has placed each of us here for exactly this moment in time with the combination of skills and abilities that this church needs right now. We all bring our unique talents to this place. Paul tells us to build with whatever materials we have available, with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, with preaching and teaching and welcome and hospitality and financial ability and legal skill and artistic talent and prayer and deep faith and so much more. The future of Lawrenceville First Christian Church is bright indeed. We may not know yet everything that God is calling us to do in this place, but we have each other and our strong faith to guide us. Let us move forward together into that future, following the God who created us and loves us, to build on the foundation of those who established this church on a small piece of Sugarloaf Parkway. Amen.